briefly remind us what this play is about.
Well, it's not about the massacre, the Montreal massacre specifically, although it informs the entire play. It's about the after effects on a man named Jean, who is one of the men in the classroom with the 14 women who got murdered. The men were told to leave by Marc Lapine, the shooter, and the men hovered outside the room until they heard gunshots. The play, therefore, is about how Jean coped or not, and it's also about the effects on his parents, Kathleen and Benoit.
This play is presented, as people might have read, because it's been award-winning, it's presented backwards.
Yes.
Is this trickery within the theater, or is there actually something serious that's going on here?
I think it's definitely not trickery. Colleen Murphy is just too serious and gifted a playwright to go for cheap theatrics. And as you say, it's award-winning. The play won the 2007 Governor General's Literary Award for English Language Drama. That proves the point. Presenting the play backwards, chronologically, at once distances the audience from the actual events so that they can look at it with a clear eye. And it also suffuses the play with irony because we know what the play is leading to. You know, we see how the reactions and emotions change as we get closer to the actual event. In this format, we see how Murphy gets under the skin and thinking and psyche of Jean, a man haunted by the guilt that he didn't do more to save the women. Jean is, for instance, he's obsessed with karate. Mm. In one stunning speech, he says to his mother, he explains why. He says he wants to take karate so he can be prepared for the next time it happens. In a sense, he wants it to happen again so he can change the outcome, so he can save the women. You know, that's stuff that makes you gulp hard. Murphy peels away layers of emotion. It's like an onion, revealing more and more of the parents' thinking as well. They are resigned in the first scene of the play about what they're going to do. Next, we see how, as the play unfolds, the parents go through a battery of emotions, from misplaced anger with each other to frustration that their son is failing at school because he's so preoccupied with what happened and he can't move forward, to the actual day of the event in which they're relieved that their kid has come home safe and not hurt.
This is an event that happened in 1989. Yep. It scarred the country. Why would anybody want to go back and revisit this?
Because such theater informs who we are and the world we live in, because it happens every day. I mean, witness what happened yesterday, a lockdown in one of our high schools in Toronto. Fortunately, nothing tragic happened there, but we also have other incidents. C.W. Jeffries Collegiate, where we had a murder. Our neighbors to the south, Columbine and Virginia, for example. Colleen Murphy has created a play depicting our living, breathing world. She's not telling us anything new about the massacre, but she's telling us about a world we recognize. She adds understanding to the mix. You know, tragedy aside, at the end of the day, we can go home. And the characters cannot. We come out, I think, more compassionate towards our fellows. We look at people deeper with more understanding. We hug our friends and loved ones harder. Theater that is that changes us even slightly is invaluable.
Did the production live up to that?
I think it did. It really was a fine production. Kathleen, for example, the mother, is played by Nicola Littman, shows us a woman loving, stifling to her son, fussy, who lives only for her kid. As the father, Brian Dooley, is both gruff and compassionate. He has his own demons, but he tries to help his son as much as he can. And as Jean, Jeff Irving, is haunted, wounded, and like a bottomless well of guilt. He's a very fine actor. A quibble, I thought the scene changes were a little bit too slow. Micheline Chevrier, the director, made them too deliberate and slow. But all in all, I think it was a fine production. It's played with no music at all, none before, during, or after, nothing to take us away from the event. That's a rare, and I think it really works well.
Very briefly, tell us a little bit about the audience reaction to this.
I generally don't comment. This is interesting. This was a very subdued audience, as if they were absolutely silent listening to it. They were absolutely silent leaving. I've never heard that before. And it was, a friend said it perfectly, it was like we had been to a funeral. So we left with respect. And again, this is important, shattering theater, and I think you should see the play.